2024年长春市初中课程学习指导手册。英语要点精炼专题一。听说。听力五。一，听句子，选择最佳答语。
Number one, what club do you want to join? Bob. Number two,Could you please help out with some problems? Number three, what were you doing at 8 last night? Linda, I called you, but no one answered. Number four, hey, Ben, for the party next week, shall we ask the classmates to bring food? Number five, oh, Sam, I remember we went bike riding together last autumn.
二，听简短对话和对话后的问题，选择最佳答案。
Number six.
Kathy, could you please tell me how to make dumplings?
Sure, with pleasure. I can also make cakes. Question, what does the man want to make?Number seven. Mike, have you ever been working with foreign people?
Yes, about 4 or 5 years.
Question, how long has Mike been working with foreign people? Number eight.
Do you know Mr. Smith, Kate?
Yes, he is my Chinese teacher.My physics teacher's husband. Question. Who is Mr. Smith? Number 9. Good evening. Sir, welcome to our restaurant.
We'd like a table for 3 by the window, please.
Question. Where are the man and the woman talking?Number 10.
Dear, let's have some bread and for milk, or we can't go to work on time.
All right. Question. What do the man and the woman want to have for breakfast?
三，听描述，选出与其相符的图片，其中有一幅图片是多余的。
Number 11. China is the homeland of tea, and tea has become the national drink. Number 12. The library is my favorite place in my school. It is not very big, but there are many books. Number 13. If your birthday is coming, will you ask your friends to come to your party? Number 14.People who work far away return home each year to celebrate Christmas with their family. Number 15. During the summer vacation, I enjoyed watching the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games.
四，听较长对话，选择最佳答案。听第一段对话，作答第16至17小题。
Are you free on Wednesday evening? I am wondering if you would like to go to a party.
Oh, thank you very much. I'd love to, but I'm afraid I can't. I have to finish my project.
Oh, it's a pity. Well, what if we make it another time then?
That depends.
Well, are you free on Saturday night? There is another party.
Okay, Saturday would be fine.
听第二段对话，作答第18至20小题。
Hello, Jiefang Moving Company. May I help you?
Yes. I want to move to Chaoyang Road.
When are you moving?
Next Monday. I have a lot of things. A television, two beds, one table and some other things.
Maybe you need a big truck to carry them.
All right, and how much should I pay?
360 yuan.
Okay, thanks. Here's my address. See you next Monday.
See you.
五，听短文，选择最佳答案。
If your birthday is coming, will you ask your friends to come to your party? A little girl named Helen wrote a letter to her dad's boss before her dad's birthday. However, she didn't invite him to her dad's birthday party. Helen's dad is an engineer. He works hard and only takes Sunday off every week. This year his birthday was on Wednesday. So Helen decided to write to her dad's boss. She hoped to help her dad get a day off on Wednesday to celebrate his birthday. The boss was very surprised to get the letter. After reading it, he decided to give Helen's dad a birthday surprise. He wrote back to Helen and told her that he agreed to let her dad have a vacation. He didn't just give her dad the day off. Instead, he gave him a week off. Lots of people read the letter on the internet. The little girl and her story moved them.